Ender felt sick. He had only meant to catch the boy's arm. No, he had meant to hurt him, and had pulled with all his strength. He hadn't meant it to be so public, but the boy was feeling exactly the pain Ender had meant him to feel. Null gravity had betrayed him, that was all. I am Peter. I'm just like him. And Ender hated himself. Graf stayed at the front of the cabin. What are you, slow learners? In your feeble little minds, haven't you picked up one little fact? You were brought here to be soldiers. In your old schools, in your old families, maybe you were the big shot. Maybe you were tough. Maybe you were smart. But we chose the best of the best, and that's the only kind of kid you're going to meet now. And when I tell you Ender Wiggin is the best in this launch, take the hint, my little dorklings. Don't mess with him. Little boys have died in battle school before. Do I make myself clear? There was silence the rest of the launch. The boy sitting next to Ender was scrupulously careful not to touch him. I am not a killer, Ender said to himself over and over. I am not Peter. No matter what Graf says, I'm not. I was defending myself. I bore it a long time. I was patient. I'm not what he said. A voice over the speaker told them they were approaching the school. It took 20 minutes to decelerate and dock. Ender lagged behind the others. They were not unwilling to let him be the last to leave the shuttle, climbing upward in the direction that had been down when they embarked. Graf was waiting at the end of the narrow tube that led from the shuttle into the heart of the battle school. "Was it a good flight, Ender?" Graf asked, cheerfully. "I thought you were my friend." Despite himself, Ender's voice trembled. Graf looked puzzled. "Whatever gave you that idea, Ender?" Because you spoke nicely to me, and honestly, you didn't lie." "I won't lie now either," said Graf. "My job isn't to be friends. My job is to produce the best soldiers in the world, in the whole history of the world. We need a Napoleon, an Alexander, except that Napoleon lost in the end, and Alexander flamed out and died young. We need a Julius Caesar, except that he made himself dictator and died for it. My job is to produce such a creature and all the men and women he'll need to help him. Nowhere in that does it say I have to make friends with children." "You made them hate me."
"So?"
"What will you do about it? Crawl into a corner, start kissing their little backside so they'll love you again? There's only one thing that will make them stop hating you, and that's being so good at what you do that they can't ignore you. I told them you were the best. Now you damn well better be."
"What if I can't?"
"Then too bad. Look, Ender, I'm sorry if you're lonely and afraid, but the buggers are out there. 10 billion. 100 billion. 1,000,000,000,000,000 of them, for all we know. With as many ships, for all we know. With weapons we can't understand. And a willingness to use those weapons to wipe us out. It isn't the world at stake, Ender. Just us. Just humankind. As far as the rest of the biosphere is concerned, we could be wiped out and it would adjust. It would get on with the next step in evolution. But humanity doesn't want to die. As a species, we have evolved to survive. And the way we do it is by straining and straining, and at last, every few generations giving birth to genius. The one who invents the wheel, and light, and flight. The one who builds a city, a nation, an empire. Do you understand any of this?" Ender thought he did, but wasn't sure, and so said nothing. "No, of course not. So I'll put it bluntly. Human beings are free except when humanity needs them. Maybe humanity needs you to do something. Maybe humanity needs me to find out what you're good for. We might both do despicable things, Ender, but if humankind survives, then we were good tools."
"Is that all?
Just tools?" "Individual human beings are all tools that the others use to help us all survive."
"That's a lie."
"No, it's just a half-truth. You can worry about the other half after we win this war."
It'll be over before I grow up, Ender said. I hope you're wrong, said Graf. By the way, you aren't helping yourself at all talking to me. The other boys are no doubt telling each other that old Ender Wiggin is back there licking up to Graf. If word once gets around that you're a teacher's boy, you're iced for sure. In other words, go away and leave me alone. Goodbye, Ender said. He pulled himself hand over hand along the tube where the other boys had gone. Graf watched him go. One of the teachers near him said, Is that the one? God knows, said Graf. If Ender isn't him, then he'd better show up soon. Maybe it's nobody, said the teacher. Maybe. But if that's the case, Anderson, then in my opinion, God is a bugger. You can quote me on that. I will. They stood in silence a while longer. Anderson? Hmm? The kid's wrong. I am his friend. I know. He's clean, right to the heart. He's good. I've read the reports. Anderson, think what we're going to do to him. Anderson was defiant. We're going to make him the best military commander in history. And then put the fate of the world on his shoulders. For his sake, I hope it isn't him. I do. Cheer up. The buggers may kill us all before he graduates. Graf smiled. Yeah, you're right. I feel better already.